66. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers. High 81.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome. It is time for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on social media, especially on Facebook at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles or at Anita Hiles. Or at Realty Executive Oceanside Jax. So always encourage you to go on there, write a few comments. Always love it. Glad to have you all today on your commute. And today we have my co-host is Kurt Stein from House Scan Inspections.
All right. Glad to be back.
Hey, man, the audience is here.
I know. I love having the audience today. So glad to have you as a co-host today, and we're going to be talking about all things real estate, and which is fun. But it was kind of a fun weekend. You know, we had the Florida-Georgia game. You guys were out there.
We were.
Yep. It was a fun weekend, and see what else happened this weekend. I would say that we now have Foles has been which we all kind of knew that was going to...
Rough game.
It was a rough game, but you know what? Everybody has a rough game. If we were all judged by one performance, we would always hope that we're not being judged on our worst day at work.
Right. Yeah, but Mitch, he had a great run.
Oh my God.
Nobody expected anything really to happen.
No.
And here he was carrying the team in a way that hasn't been done in years in Jacksonville.
Hasn't been done, period.
That's right. And now,
we are grateful for him for that. And we are also grateful for the fact that we've got two great quarterbacks. And hopefully Minshew's not, hurting too much, because just think of what he's going to be.
All right. We want to keep him around.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, they better keep paying that boy.
Probably didn't hear that clip from the news conference.
I'll be back.
There you go. There you go.
I missed the news conference. Oh my God.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to look it up. But
that was just a simulated one.
Yes.
All right.
But so we have, two great quarterbacks. We're excited, and we're going to see what Foles is all about, which is going to be lovely.
And let's hope he doesn't suffer any more injury that's going to sideline like that, because they got some cash riding on him.
We have a lot of cash riding on him. And
big hopes, too.
Yes, we want everyone to be successful, and of course, we want to make the playoffs. That would be awesome. But we've got a great show for you today. We are going to be talking about, I always love when people say that, I'm going to wait to put my house on the market. Or buyers, I think, like a high interest rate. I think they always just, for some reason, let's just wait. Oh, okay. Let's pay 5% versus 3%. It's a great time to do both. And we're going to tell you this hour why wintertime, and I call wintertime, once November hits, kind of all around the U.S., it's kind of wintertime.
Well, from the north, and this is very much like spring or fall elsewhere. So,
yeah, exactly, exactly. Other people call it fall, but it seems like people just don't like putting their homes on the market this time of year,
right?
Because they're thinking all the holidays, nobody's going to want to move, and so things start slowing. I could tell you that all the way around. Right now, our inventory is low. We're normally in, about 9,000 homes on the market. right now, just single family homes are 6,125. That's nothing. And that's all price points across the board. Mm-hmm. And then when you include condos and townhomes with that, that's 7,734. So we're hurting for some inventory. We do have buyers, but they don't have a lot of choices out there. And so we need to give them more choices. We need to get people to list their homes and get out in the marketplace while the interest is still, it's still good. It's slowly creeping up, but God, anymore, it seems like it's week to week. Don't you think, Kurt?
Sure. Yeah, I know. I think a lot of times there's misconceptions in the winter, which is why people don't list their house. We're going to go over it, but I think there's all kinds of great reasons to list your house. And I know our market could certainly use some additional inventory.
Yes. Yes. So what is new in the inspection category? You know, you reminded me, I was so happy today because my dryer stopped working.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now, everything works in it. I know what it is. They just need to replace that one piece, that one component that makes it heat.
Okay. The heating element.
The heating element. Okay. Exactly.
Is it older?
No, it's a front load.
Okay.
It's a Samsung.
Gotcha.
They usually break down. But so here I am. I keep forgetting to call my home warranty, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Real Estate here keeps forgetting until I drive into my driveway, into the garage, and I look at it. And as soon as I drive home, I realize, oh, darn, I forgot to call him again. So I finally did it today. And so hopefully I'll get that repaired. But what reminded me, because as soon as I get to work, I think real estate, I'm not thinking of my dryer. Is you had
our Instagram post.
Well, I saw it on Facebook.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. About the dryer vent.
Very good.
And I am not kidding you. I looked at that and went, oh my God, my dryer. So because of you today, I remembered to call my home warranty. And I'm going to keep you guys posted on that because I used a home warranty that was recommended. There's others that I would have picked for myself, but I was giving somebody some business, and so I wanted to try this out. So I will definitely give people some feedback as to how this home warranty is. So far, though, I'm not impressed because I did everything online, and you would think I would have gotten an automatic response to my email saying that they've received it, and I'll be getting a phone call within the next 48 hours. Or something, and I never received anything, so I don't even know if they got my email.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I was a little irritated by the end of the day going, okay, do I call them and wait on hold forever?
Right.
So, if I don't get an email by morning, I will call them up and say, you know, I need to wash my clothes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that our post, I'm glad that you saw it and
did.
That reminded you to call your
warranty
company.
That was a nasty post, too, because it was all clogged up. That dryer vent was all clogged up.
Yeah, we probably see it once a week where you've got a dryer vent that's totally clogged up because so many people forget. Let's just be honest. I mean, how many times have you ever cleaned out your dryer vent?
I do it yearly.
You do it yearly.
Perfect. I do it yearly.
Okay.
And
something
something
tells me you probably have a checklist.
I might.
Or a mental.
I might.
You have a mental checklist anyway. That's a good thing.
I might have a checklist. But I do it yearly, and I'll tell you why. It's because I lived in a condo. And so I think of safety.
Sure.
I think of safety, especially when you live in a condo, because if your dryer vent is backed up and you've never cleaned it, if my condo catches on fire, that means just about everybody else's condo is going to catch on fire. So
looking out for everybody.
Ouch.
Exactly. So they were real good over at Wolf Creek to remind everybody to do it yearly.
Excellent.
And the guy who does it there is fantastic. So I have him do my house as well.
Awesome.
And I had that done.
Give me his contact. I would love to.
I will, because I had it done before I moved in. And it's important to clear that out. So I know the problem isn't my my vent for sure.
All right. No lint.
No lint. Yes, because it causes fire.
That's not
but
a good thing.
I'm excited about this hour, so stay tuned.
Yeah, you got just a couple seconds, but Anita will be back with with Kurt, all right here. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate, WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on social media, on all of them. I'm everywhere. That's what's great. I love being everywhere. And if we sound like we're cold.
It's a little cool in the studio, isn't it? You know, Kurt came in shorts.
He did.
Short sleeves.
He
and,
did.
And now he's got a parka on. It's a little cool. The air conditioner there is working a little too
We're in the low 60s good. Right now in the studio. And literally, Kurt had to go. He goes, do I have time to go to my truck and get a jacket? And so we're kind of running in place. So if it sounds like our teeth are chattering, they are.
Now live from Anchorage.
Yes. We're a little brisk. Well, you know how we are, Floridians. If it's 78, we're reaching for a sweater. So
we get nervous when it's 75.
We do.
And it's going to be 65 on Saturday. That'll be the high.
I know. It's going to be exciting. Time to put on that fire pit outside. I love it. So we're talking about, you know, why is it good to put, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to wait. In fact, I have some friends that lived with me over at Wolf Creek, and I sold their condo there. They moved to Northern California, and that was 2 years ago, barely 2 years ago. They called me. They cannot stand the cold up there, that they're moving back. And but she said, we're waiting until springtime to put her house on the market. Everybody thinks May is the time to put your house on the market. Well, let me tell you, any time is a good time to put your home on the market. And I'll tell you why wintertime is probably even better. And when I say winter, I'm talking about fall. You know, when, once November hits, you know, people, the market does slow down a little bit. And, but the good thing is about listing your home, as I told you earlier, there's not a whole lot of inventory. So if your home, of course, if you list with me, we always prep your home. And I have Kurt come out and do that pre-listing inspection. And we get professional pictures done. We go through your house literally for about 2 weeks before we put it on the market. And sometimes it varies. Sometimes it's only a week. It just depends how busy things are. But we really get that home looking. You know, it's like taking your car and getting it detailed. That's what we do to your home. And so, you know how it is. Your car is dirty. You know, it needs to be buffed out a little bit. And so you go do that, and then you get in your car like I did today because I got my – I love my detail dude. He is awesome. I get in my SUV, and I'm like, I just love this. I just love my SUV. Mm-hmm. It is definitely spit shine today. And that's what pretty much we do to your homes out there. We want it to stand out. We want it to be the best home in the market. And I've got a pretty good reputation of moving homes quickly. And in fact, the one that I had put on the market for $329,400, I believe was the list price. I sold it in less than 8 days. I think I mentioned it on last show, and I had put it on the market. In fact, I told you guys about it before I had it on a multiple listing. I had it as a coming soon. We put it on the market on a Thursday, and I had two offers on the property by Sunday. And what's nice is this time of year when there's low inventory is you're most likely going to get more money out of your home because of the fact that there's not a whole lot of inventory. And if your house looks good, like this one did, we literally took probably a good 3 weeks to get this house on the market. And just because she was moving to Ormond, and so, you know, she was doing a little commuting, and but oh my God, her house was just awesome. She gave us a great footprint, let me tell you. And yeah, less than 8 days, and a couple of those days were just because it took me a couple of days to put it in pending. But we had two full price offers. Excellent. And one was cash. So
is that the one that you went with?
That's the one we went with.
Alrighty.
That's the one we went with. We went with a cash offer. In fact, you guys did the pre-listing inspection on it.
Mm-hmm.
And which I thank you for doing that. And they went ahead and did their own inspection. Mm-hmm. Which is silly. It's so silly. It's like, just use the one we have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing if we're using you know, Johnny Jones home inspector, but we're using a reputable company. If you guys are out there, they have a pre-listing inspection done on the house, and they're using, you know, Home Pro, or they're using House Scan, and they're using a big reputable company, there's no reason for you guys to flip the bill again. They think it's going to be different if they, you know, use another company. It's not, and they're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not cheap. So a lot of times too, you can pay for re-inspection, because what we do is we actually repair the things that are requested on there on the summary, and then so that way everything's done before you even put, you know, the house on the market.
Right.
And so when buyers come, we've already done the inspections. We're ready to go. We're ready to move on.
Right.
And get.
It's almost like a used car, a certified pre-owned used car, where you know
exactly.
That a professional's been in there. They looked at it. They know that that car is going to be in good shape. And and I think usually there's a warranty that would come along with, you know, purchasing most houses with, you know, most contracts here in Northeast Florida. Yeah.
And I used Choice home warranty with okay. McDolin, and we also activate that as a pre-listing home warranty, if you will. And so that way, if there are repairs, let's say that the dryer wasn't working properly, or the you know there's some issues with the dishwasher, we can do it through the home warranty, so it's only causing you the deductible versus right. you know maybe a couple $100. Anymore, it's like $200 for them just to be there, and then you know maybe another couple $100 for the repair itself.
Right.
And so
it's a great way to offset costs.
It really is.
You don't
want
to come up with everything right away. You can kind of spread your cost out over time with a home warranty.
Yeah, and then what I do is I pay that $65 to Choice Warranty, and then they deduct that from the final price of the home warranty once it closes for the buyer.
Right.
So it works out really cool. But if you want to get the most bang for your buck, just like I did for this family, wintertime, this time of year, is a good time. A lot of people think that... you know, maybe the prices go down a little bit. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't. They really don't. It's if you've got a good product, then we've got the buyers out here.
Oh, yeah.
Inventory is low this time of year all the time. So that makes people, when something's nice out there, it is going to be gone.
Right. I think when people are motivated is when you can kind of not take advantage, but there's opportunity to maybe sell your house easier, faster, for more money. But typically in the winter, people are motivated to either sell or buy, right? And
right.
so, you know, I think the misconception is that, you know, there's no sales that happen in the winter, but I think in reality, it's probably not a whole lot different. Just in the
really
summertime,
is.
You have all these extra people looking at houses and kind of almost, you know, so it's just not like in the winter when you have people that are a little bit more motivated, right?
Yes, and it's funny here because a lot of people, my busiest time of year is this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I purposely do that because I have no family here for the holiday, so I purposely try to stay busy.
Right, we're the same way. Yep.
But I train my agents that way. It's like, you know, just because it's a holiday doesn't mean you get 3 months off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's continue this momentum and see how much we can make during this time of year. And we have always killed it. We have killed it all the time, year after year, during the winter, the fall, right. winter time, versus I find myself a little bit slower during the summertime.
Mm.
You know, and it's that misconception.
Right.
You know, a lot of people aren't around here in the summer. Their kids get out of school. They're doing their vacays. They're visiting family. You know, they're doing their beach days. So they're always out doing things during the summertime to fit in that family time where their kids are out of school. And so they're just as busy as when their kids were in school and sports.
Right.
And so a lot of times they're on vacation. They're gone. And so they're not thinking about listing their homes and things. So a lot of misconception. But we can get you more bang for your buck during this time of year. And there's a few other things that you don't have to worry about. I love this one. It says, no landscaping, no problem. I would say that's probably more so for the East Coast because of the colder weather, maybe up north of us, of course. But even here, I remember when I was first looking at property out here, and we were going through subdivisions during, and it was cold when we were out here, and people had their bed sheets covering their plants and stuff. And I was like, why are people doing this? And it was funny because you would go down, drive down the subdivision and all the plants are covered up.
Right, right.
And it's because of the cold. And so, yeah, at this time of year, the you know, the landscaping isn't as important mm-hmm. as when, of course, the weather is stellar. And it's the typical Florida weather out there.
Yeah, and of course, this part of Florida, we have those freezes, and that's why.
We do.
And even though it still remains, you know, mostly green. It's not like South Florida where it's absolutely green. More like Southern California.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. definitely this time of year. So stay tuned. We've got more tips for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And give us a call in studio at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And give us some tips.
Hey, we'll do it. That's right. Get on the phone. That line is open right now. 831-0600, 904-831-0600.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Democrats say they've withdrawn a subpoena for testimony from the former Deputy National Security Advisor as part of their impeachment inquiry. The Democrats say in court papers filed Wednesday that they have no plans to try to compel the testimony of Charles Kupperman, with public hearings scheduled to begin next week. Kupperman had asked a judge to decide whether he had to appear before Congress over the White House's objections. Mexican officials say a suspect who was arrested in the border city of Agua Prieta with assault rifles was not involved in the killings of three American women and six children. Alfonso Durazo, a public security official, said Wednesday the preliminary information indicates that the suspect who was detained Tuesday is not linked to the attack. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a fraction, the NASDAQ dropped 24, the S&P up by 2. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A Duval County SRO is out of a job after what the district calls an unacceptable point of conduct. The school board voted yesterday to uphold the superintendent's firing of Officer Joshua Gwynns. Now, the district says 6 months ago, Gwynns pointed a replica gun at the head of an 11th grader who has cognitive deficiencies. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry's choice for the JEA board is coming closer to being approved. The City Council's Rules Committee yesterday supported appointing Dane Gray to the Utilities Board of Directors. Now, some members are concerned about Gray's ability to be independent since he's friends with the JEA CEO. As for the biggest issue facing JEA, Gray tells the Times Union he's not made up his mind regarding privatization, but he'll do his due diligence and vote with his conscience. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays on the West Beltway because of a crash on I-295 at the northbound ramp to New Kings Road. Also, there's a broken-down vehicle, I-95, at the southbound ramp from I-10 near downtown. And there's another disabled vehicle on the West Beltway, 295 southbound at 103rd Street. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 66. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, high 81.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And thanks for joining us on your commute home. And it gets darker. I'm gonna hate my ride home because it's gonna.
Was that this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back to standard time.
I know. And so I like when I get done here that it's still light out. And now it's going to look like it's 8 p.m. when we get done here.
I have to wait till March. Well, actually, it'll start getting lighter later in January. It gets lighter faster here than you didn't grow up in the Northeast. In the Northeast, in November and December, it's dark at 4:15 in many areas.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't live there. Could not.
Me neither. That's why I moved.
I know. My sister moved from California to Washington State. And she sent me a picture because it was snowing, and I was like, "Yeah, I guess I'm not visiting you until summer."
Yeah, so, imagine those some got some. Of course, you got mountains all over the West Coast in California as well. It can be snowing, and not too far from L.A., right?
Yes. Yep. Oh yeah, up in Big Bear.
Big Bear. Yep.
It's nice there, but we're talking about that you need to list your house with not only with me, Anita Hiles, but this time of year, we've got the buyers. The buyers are out looking. There's just not a whole lot of choices right now. Inventory is low, and it's such a great time, though. It really is. And we were just talking during break, and you brought up some key things, Kurt, about not only that, one of the reasons, too, that it's good is because a lot of the vendors, mm-hmm. a lot of times you get better pricing.
Right. Yep. So I think pricing and availability. So a lot of times in the spring and the summer, inspectors, appraisers, contractors, you name it, they're slammed busy, right? I know about February, March, we just start to get, you know, we have to send business away because we can't take all of it. And in the winter, it does slow down a little bit. There's, I think, a little bit less transactions. And so we have some more availability. And we recently just dropped our prices $25 across the board. You know, it's not a huge discount, but we do that through the winter months just to kind of get us by and kind of increase demand a little bit and try to smooth things out for us. And I know there's plenty of other vendors that do the same. And the other thing is availability. I think that's huge. When
yes.
you have, again, in the spring and the summer, when everyone is just running around like crazy, trying to squeeze in inspections and repairs and all these different things, transactions kind of, they tend to get a little bit busy and chaotic, where in the winter, honestly, they're nice and smooth. And, you know, a lot of these, you know, contractors that are doing the repairs, you can find them easier. They're often going to give you better pricing, and you can squeeze them in and get things done within your timeline. So,
and you have their full attention,
exactly,
I think,
exactly.
You know,
yep.
Yeah, they're not thinking about, okay, I've got to write up, you know, 5 other quotes for the day,
right?
You know, or 10 other quotes. You know, here I am. You've got my full attention.
Exactly.
Let me take a look at your roof. Or, you know, it's kind of like what they say during the summertime. Never call your AC dude during the summertime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Right? It's going to cost you more. That's what everybody says. I'm not sure if that's actually true. But
100% true.
Is it?
Absolutely. I've heard a couple horror stories where, I mean, you're looking at maybe a couple $100 repair for most people, and a certain company will come out and charge $600 for just something
easy. Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
It's just because they're so busy during the summertime. So it makes sense. Supply and demand.
Yeah, exactly. It just comes to basic economics. And
exactly.
And so during the wintertime, you can not only get their full attention, maybe ask a few more questions than, you know, they're trying to get out the door real quick and just give you that quick quote. And the same with, you know, getting your vents clean, all of that. People
right.
are more available. And again, if they're a little bit slower, you might even be able to get a better pricing on it
exactly.
and negotiate a better pricing as well. And so, which is all a positive thing. So what else is good? We talked about the landscaping. Don't have to worry so much about landscaping this time of year.
Because, I just,
it gets colder. The grass
exactly.
not as green.
I just emailed my landscaper and I said, hey, can you cut back to, you know, half the frequency of what you normally do?
Exactly.
And so.
Exactly. They tend to come out
there.
A little bit. And the same with your real estate agent. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of great real estate agents out here. I work with tons of great ones out there. Working for different companies. And it says here, too, that just, you know, realtors in general tend to have some idle time during the frosty months. Now, we're not so frosty here, you know, in Georgia and whatnot. Other places tend to get, obviously, a lot, Chicago, for instance. But still here, you know, people start getting that holiday season a little bit earlier, I think, here.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
I've just seen so many emails coming through with events and, you know, all kinds of appreciation events and, you know, things that we're getting invited to. And, there's just a lot of industry wide celebration during this time
yes.
through November and December. I know we have a big charity event every year. We always plan it for November, December. And it's, you know, obviously we're not going to do it right in the, you know, middle of the spring or the summer when we're slammed. And so
exactly.
I think a lot of people do that. And
that's so true.
kind of just
most know, benefits change. Are this time of year. Exactly. Now that you mentioned it, in fact, yep. Best Buddies, I think, is this Friday. So yeah, absolutely, right. Absolutely. And it's funny, but right here in print, number 7, a higher list price. And again, there might be room for more negotiation maybe this time of year, but I do find that even on the house that I just listed that sold quickly, we listed that higher than I probably normally would have during the summertime. It's funny, but yeah, even the comps told me to list it less. Mm-hmm. On our what we call a CMA, it's basically doing the comparables in the area, in the subdivision. That's pretty much was probably a 280 subdivision, and I sold it for 229. So and it appraised.
It was a great house.
It was a nice house. Really great house. And well taken care of.
Right.
Yeah, the owners really took good care of that. They got their AC. Serviced every 6 months.
Excellent.
And they got their roof inspected every year.
Excellent.
Yeah. I am totally for that. If you live in Florida or you live in a place that has the hurricanes or has drastic weather change like we do, I always tell people, after a hurricane, call Kurt.
Yep.
Get them up on your roof, have them checked, because this roof did have a couple of issues on one portion of the roof, and her roof is only 10 years old, but one portion of it looked a little bit older, and I'm telling you, it was because of the last hurricane. And so if you're not getting it checked right after, it can become an issue when you have it go
sure.
On the market. And so make that a habit. Put that on your things to do on your hurricane list, because it could save you a lot of money down the road. And obviously, more importantly, the roof leaks and mm-hmm. stuff. You don't want to have that kind of issue. And a lot of people will think, well, God, my roof is only a couple years old. I don't have to go up and check it. No, you do.
Right.
You do.
Yeah, clear off all the debris, clean mm-hmm. the gutters out.
Actually, the two homes right now, mm-hmm. I have another home. That's closing next week that needed he should have gone through his insurance, and his roof wasn't that old. And oh my God, it looked like it was extremely old.
Right.
You can, a lot of the, shingles, mm-hmm. Kind of were ripped.
Okay.
And stuff. And that's all from wind damage from the hurricane. And his roof wasn't that old.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like 5 years old, but it looked like it was probably close to 20.
Sure. It does happen. And I think, to your point, I think annual inspections are so important, really on all your major systems, HVAC, roof, your exterior siding, windows. You really just want to go through once a year and just take a really good look at your house. And there's plenty of inspection companies out there that do these maintenance inspections. It's not a service that we provide yet. We probably will add that here in the next year. But there's plenty of great inspectors out here in Jacksonville that do those types of services. Yep.
Just a few.
Right. Yeah. But it's a great service. I mean, for a couple $100 to come out and somebody's going to let you know all the things that you need to do. Because a lot of people aren't trained. They don't have that trained eye that can they can kind of foresee issues and help you avoid costs in the long run.
Yes. And the key thing to get top dollar for your home is maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance and keeping 100%. Your home up to date. So if it needs a paint job, paint it. If it needs the interior painted, paint it. If it needs to be touched up, you're touching it up. Because at the end of the line, the odds of this being your forever home is slim to none. And you want to get top dollar. And my job is to get you top dollar, just like I did with the last couple that thought that they would probably get about $280,000 and I got them $329,000. So it's about taking good care of your home, just like my last clients. Absolutely.
Excellent.
It's all about the money, getting you top dollar. Anyway, we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate, and we're going to talk about buyer's expectations.
Oof.
Yes.
All right.
Expectations. All
yes,
right.
They have them.
Good stuff. We have one more segment. So if you'd like to get into the conversation, you have some real estate questions, of course, call Anita at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate on a Wednesday afternoon on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I encourage you all to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Go ahead and like my page. And usually whatever discussion we have on the show, I'm usually posting things on there. And, you know, last week was our swag giveaway, and we had a couple winners last week. I am putting it in the mail first thing tomorrow, so they should receive their swag by Friday, and which was, I always love giving stuff away, so that was always fun. That was fun last week. But if you're thinking wintertime is not the time to sell, I'm telling you it is, and we can even possibly get you more money for your home. And so if you have questions about that, about putting your house on the market, or perhaps purchasing a home today, please give me a call. My direct line where you'll speak to me personally is at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I'll be more than happy to be of service to you and to your family. And we're going to talk just briefly about buyer expectations, because buyers want everything for nothing. And they don't want to buy, you know, the saying that buyers are liars. You know, they want, well, we all want everything.
Right.
We want the house to be stellar. We want it to have every, you know, the granite countertops, the, you know, the big, tall kitchen cabinets and the perfect flooring and the beautiful backyard. But we want it for almost no money. And so I'm in that category as well. Everybody wants a deal. But the reality of the fact is prices are slowly creeping up, and interest rate will eventually start creeping up. And so sometimes we have to modify. I always have people, my buyers, write down their wish list, the wants, the must-haves. And I have each one of the husband and the wife or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the situation is, to write down. They can't talk to each other during this.
That's dangerous.
And then they give me the list.
That's dangerous.
And it's actually pretty good to do it that way. And so it gives you an idea of what rooms are important to each one of them. And so I try to bring those lists together and find the best fit
for them.
It's
actually a good idea.
Yeah, it really
is. That is a good idea.
Because
I know if my fiance and I were, if we're sitting next to each other and we're talking about what we want in our house, it's probably just not going to go too far because we want very different things. But if you write down a list, then you can kind of almost like a Venn diagram.
I keep that list too. So in my file, I have it stapled in there. I keep that list because when they come back and say, well, you know, you're not showing me what I want. And I go back and say, yes, I am. Here's the list you gave me.
Great idea.
You know, so sometimes though, we do have to get together with our buyers again and say, okay, since we haven't found your home yet, let's go through the list and see what we're missing or see what's changed from the list. Because sometimes they do. Sometimes you do get out there and see that, you know, one or two homes and you're going, okay, I thought I could get that for this price and I cannot. Or, God, I can get a lot more than I thought for this price. Mm-hmm. So it could go either way. And so sometimes we do have to regroup and put together a new list, a new wish list and things. So sometimes just modifying what they're looking for. And sometimes when you find out that you can't live in St. John's County because there's nothing below 300,000 in the top ranking schools. Well, Florida has good schools. We do have good schools here, especially if you're coming from like where I come from. The schools here are all excellent, but sometimes you just have to consider different school areas for to get the price point that you need to be in. Instead of, you don't want to live for your home, so sometimes you know you don't qualify for that $300,000 or above, and so but you still want a really good school district. Well, there's still plenty of great schools that we can find a home in that perhaps you do actually that fall into the price point that you're looking at. And, of course, I'm reading off of this thing that I have. Yeah, so it's just modifying your expectations. You know, maybe you cannot get that 2,000 square foot home. Maybe you can only get 18, you know, between 15 and 18 and stuff. But a lot of people need to realize that this may not be your forever home. Mm-hmm. This could be your first home.
Oh yeah. What's the saying? Everyone moves, or the average person moves every 5 to 7 years.
That's exactly it. Every 5 to 7 years is when people move.
Because families change and jobs change and all kinds of things change. So
yeah, and if you're like me, that I don't like, you know, I had a commute in California all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A commute could be 2 miles in California.
Oh, and take 40 minutes to get there, right?
Exactly.
Man.
So. You know, here, I live right by my work. I mean, I could literally walk to my office.
You probably love that, don't you?
I do. I do. And so if my office changes location, which we might end up changing our location for the new year, well, I might have to move.
There you go.
Because
all right.
Do you know any good real estate agents?
I know a few.
All right.
I think she's got connections. As a matter of fact, before it gets chilly, I'm sorry. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I've moved probably. So I moved here to Florida about 8 years ago. I think I've moved about 8 times since I've moved here. But I rented for the first few years.
It's almost like a career in radio. Okay. Well,
yes.
Because you have to move around different gigs.
He's the perfect client.
Oh, man. There you go. Wow.
Hot, hot, hot. It is time for our hot properties, of course, and we definitely have them for you. I still have my one in Tamaya, 3145 Brett Unger Drive. That's 3145. Let me tell you, this house is amazing, and it's got a beautiful, it's on a premier lot. It's got a beautiful view of the pond in the back, and it's a large pond. It is $454,400. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's 2,200 square feet, and if you don't know where Tamaya is, it's between the city and the sea there at Beach and Kernan, and it's in a new subdivision. This is the Juliet, and it has a beautiful sunroom that is AC'd and heated. It is absolutely gorgeous. Why buy it brand new when you can buy this one and get a great price? We also have one in the Riverside area, and it is located at 3879 Boone Park Avenue, listed by our one and only David Youngblood. And this is near the Pine Grove Avenue. It is a three-bedroom, one-bath. It's for $246,900, and it's 1,289 square feet. It's in the Riverside area.
Yeah, not too far from Avondale.
Yes.
Which is a very nice shopping and restaurant area.
That's correct.
A lot
great,
of history.
Great location. And our top producer, Betty Layton, has one at 3643 Hilliard Road, and that is right off of San Jose Boulevard. The zip code is 32217. It is just south of the San Marco area. If you want to go to Bull School, have your kids go to Bull School, since we were talking about schools, then this home is probably for you. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,103 square feet. It is on a huge lot. And it has a workshop in the back that is great for a little man cave out there.
Price tag?
It is $379,900 for 2,103 square feet. It's got a swimming pool. It has got a huge, nice party backyard.
I'm going to have to take a look at that one.
You do, because you can put TVs back there. And then have me over for the barbecues for the football games.
There you go.
It would be dynamic. This is definitely a nice home. Your neighbors are not on top of you. And that price is, in fact, negotiable, as any price is.
Of course.
And so...
that sounds awesome.
Yes, we got three great homes. We got many listings for you. So please give me a call at 904-290-1552. And we have some great shows coming up. We're going to have the fire department here. Police department's going to be here as well, talking about, since we're entering the holiday season, we want to say how to stay safe and protect our homes.
That's for sure.
And stuff. So we're going to have some great shows and some great giveaways. So please, please stay tuned. Every Wednesday, I'm here from 5 to 6. And make sure you start every morning with Ed Dean from 6 to 9 a.m.
He'll be flying in tomorrow morning.
Is he really?
Think he'll like that air conditioning?
I don't think so. He likes it hot in here. We'll hear about it.
We'll have to get the hot, hot, hot going for him.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys have a great weekend, a great rest of your week. And, of course, Anita will be here next Wednesday, as she previously said, for Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Have a great evening.